Okay, we'll look at the last tickle over here in Parshas Penchas. It's a very small piece, but it needs a lot of explanation. One of those pieces of the Meir Shaleach that are sussum, closed. Meir Shaleach writes like this, and this parasha of Shmini Atzeres, the Keita Achrayin of Achrayin Sayyamim when Mashiach is going to come, is Nirmaz. There's a remez to the Keita Achrayin. The Akuyam Bonu Yichvoid Hashem Li'oilo Mismach Hashem B'Masov. The Eivish should help that this should be the Mekuyam by us, the Pasuk and Tehillim. So we're davening every day, Yichvoid Hashem Li'oilo Yismach Hashem B'Masov. The honor of Hashem is eternal. Yismach Hashem b'Ma'asov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be happy b'Ma'asov with his creations. So obviously we're not going to go in to exactly when the Keita Achron is. It's Nirmaz in the Parsha, so whoever knows, usually they say those that know don't say, those that say don't know. But what I want to elaborate is the two things. First of all, why is the Keita Achron Nirmaz? Why is the Remez to Achron Sayyamim in Dafkin, the parasha of Shmini Atzeres? What connection does Shmini Atzeres have with Achas Hayomim, with Yimoyis HaMashiach? And second, when the Meir Shaleach brings up to a pasuk, you know, that Shmini Mikuyim, a pasuk of Lasid Lavoi, you could say many pasukim. You could say Mikuyim Banu, pasuk, Mimikro, V'hoi Hashem Lomelech HaKol Loretz, V'yayim Uyi Hashem HaKadosh Mayachot. Right, you could meet there are many psukim of Lasid Lavoi that you could say. Why did the Meir Shaleach dafka bring down this pasuk of Yehi Chavoid Hashem Le'olam Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov? That's what I would like to elaborate on. On the bottom over here, he brings down the B'Syankiv and the B'Syankiv Hakoydel. Whoever has a chance could take a look at it. I'm not going to bring that down right now. It's not really as relevant what we're going to speak about, although there's one line over there that is relevant. B'Syankiv over there writes in B'Syankiv HaKoylul, he writes, the Shmini Atzeres, the Yoyim Azev, Shmini Atzeres, is the Yoyim of L'Ochid Lavoi. Because we know that seven is in Teva, in this world, the number seven. Everything in this world is included in the number seven. And when you get to number eight, that's above this world. Shmoyne, the Oisius Neshama, that's from Oilam Elyon. Sheva is Oilam Hazeh, is this world. Every single object on this world has seven parts to it. There's a top, there's a bottom, there's four sides, and there's a middle to it. So that's seven parts. But Shmoyne goes above this world already. Shmoyne, when as soon as you get to Shmoyne, the number Shmoyne is above this world. As a Chanukah, Shmoyne is Mechanukah, Zayis Chanukah, the eighth day is already Lamailam and Oilam above this world. Above this world, it's the ending of Messias Nefesh. Messias Nefesh is when a person gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that's L'mailim and Ateva, above nature. That's the ending of Shmoyne, Neshama. A person is Messias Nefesh, he gives himself over, he's Mekasha, he ties himself with his Neshama. And not so much with his Guf, that's the ending of Messias Nefesh. In the beginning of this week's parasha, it says, the word from the Rebbe Chaim Rochem that has a connection to what we're speaking about right now. The pasuk says, "Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen heishev es chamosi me'al bnei Yisrael." Heishev es chamosi me'al bnei Yisrael. Me'al, L'chayr Yitzchak said, "Heishev es chamosi mi bnei Yisrael." He took off my anger. Mibnei Yisrael, from the Jewish people. What's the Hadgosha? What's the Losh? Me'al Bnei Yisrael, from above the Jewish people. And the Rebbe stelled, he said in this week's parasha, we find one more place where it says the Losh Me'al, which L'chayre, it would seem to be not the right word. It says, when Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we need a new manik, Yifkoyed Hashem, Alkei Yerucha Yisrael Boso, Ish Al Ha'edah. An ish, someone ala Eda, above the Eda. What's what's the lashon al ha'eda over there? Someone that's above the eda. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu stress the lashon al? And the Rebbe explained. He said, "Inyan of al is inyan of mesiras nefesh, above, like we're saying, lemaylim nateva." The Gemara says that in one pasuk it says the Gemara Rava asked the steer. And the Gemara says that one pasuk it says Kigadol me'al shemaim chavdecho, chav the Hashem is greater me'al shemaim, above the skies. Another pasuk says Kigadol ad shemaim chavdecho, that chav the Hashem is great ad shemaim, until the skies. Here it says me'al shemaim, over here it says ad shemaim. The Gemara says kan bois nishma, kan bois nishlo nishma. If it's Shalai Lishma, so then it's Takeh, it's still Choshes. Shalai Lishma is also, Maithi did something good. But it's Ad Shemaim Chavdecho. Chavdi Hashem is until the Shemaim. But the nature doesn't change. Ad Shemaim, in this world, within the realms of this world. But Ba'is Lishma, someone that does Lishma, which is the end of Mesiyas Nefesh. Lishma means you're doing the same Hashem. You're giving yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of Mesiyas Nefesh. There's no personal interest or personal gain that's involved. It's Lishma, Lashem Shemayim, Lashem Mitzvah Hashem, Lashem Iskashas HaKadosh Baruch. Everything is Laman, Shemoy Be'ahava, the thing of Mesiyas Nefesh, the thing of Batel Ritzoyn, Chemepnei Ritzoynoi, and that's in, and that's Kigod L'Mi'al Shemayim Chavdecha. Because then it goes above this world, and things can change, and nature can change. Like the Eden are above the Mazel, above the world. That's the Chilik, that's the Shetan Yomar. That's the way the Rebbe explained the Yomar. The reason why Pinchas was zeichet is such a gevaldig geschar. First of all, that the Magefa stopped b'schusoy. The Magefa stopped. Second of all, he was zeichet a gevaldig geschar of kahuna gedoyle. Lo yinischein Pinchas ad shaharak the Zimri. The kahuna of Pinchas became only al yidei zeh that he killed Zimri. It's because of his Mesiyas Nefesh. He did L'Shem Shemayim, and that's the only reason why he did it, was L'Shem Shemayim. Because if not L'Shem Shemayim, it didn't make sense what he did. Anyone else held himself back, because Moshe Rabbeinu says didn't do anything. No, all the Zikne Eidu was standing over there, no one did anything. So it doesn't make sense to do something over here. But Pinchas went, Mesiyas Nefesh, L'Man Shemayim, he did it, L'Shem Shemayim. He held that's the right thing to do, and that's what's meant to be done, and he went ahead and did it. So the L'Shem Shemayim Shaboy is the reason, because it was Me'al B'nei Yisrael. He was able to take above, to change the course of the Magefa, change the course of Teva, because he did something that was Mesiyas Nefesh. Also, they said that it was Mesiyas Nefesh because Chazal said that Zimri could have killed him. Zimri could have gotten up and killed him because he's the din of a Roidif. Right, he's not Kanon Poikin Boy, but there's no Chiv Apidin to kill him, and he's a Roidif. If Zimri gets up and kills him, He would have been potter. So it was a Mesiyas Nefesh from Pinchas to go ahead and do it. And that Mesiyas Nefesh, L'Shem Shemayim, is what changed the course of the Magefa. And that's Heshem Eschamos Me'al B'nei Yisrael. The beginning of Al was over here. The beginning of Mesiyas Nefesh. The beginning of Ois L'Shma. And the same thing is Yifkad Hashem Al-Kei Ruchas L'Chalbos Eish Al-Eida. Someone, a manik, he says a manik of Klai Yisrael has to be someone that's the beginning of an Al-Eida. He brings the Yidden above this world. He gives himself over to L'man HaKlal, L'man Hashem, L'man Kavoy Chmoy, L'man Shmoy, B'Mesiyas Nefesh. And that's the Emes HaManik, that's the true Manik. A true Manik is someone that's the Bechina of Alo Eda. Someone that's the Bechina of Mesiyas Nefesh, the Bechina of Me'alo Eda. The Mele Zazoy, the Mele, the Enyin of Shmini, the Enyin of Shmoy, the Enyin of Eight, is the Enyin of Mesiyas Nefesh, the Enyin of above this world, the Enyin of L'Asid Lovoy. That's where the parasha of Shmini Atzeres is the parasha that over there is Nirmaz, the Indian of Yemoisa Mashiach, when Mashiach is going to come. It's because the Indian is the Indian of Shmini. The Indian of Shmini Atzeres, with Yankiv writes, is Shmini Atzeres is the Yemazer Remus on Yemoisa Mashiach, Shehekiv Yeshmoina. Because this world, everything is seven. When you get to the next world, then it's Shmoina. We know that in the notes of music, there are seven notes. When you get to the eighth note, you're returning to the first one, just in a higher octave, but it's really the first note in a higher pitch. But when Mashiach comes, it says it's going to be Lamnatech Lashminis. There's going to be an eighth note that nowadays we don't know it yet, what the eighth note is. It's not possible to have an eighth note because it's only seven. But when Mashiach comes, there'll be an eighth note, and eventually there'll be even ten. says Benevel also is Amrullah is going to be in 10, even 10, but the first step is going to be 8, which is above this world, Yemois HaMashiach. That's the meaning of Shmini Atzeres. It's brought down in Toi Dishorim. Toi Dishorim brings down in Shmini Atzeres, he brings it down. He brings down that the ending of Shmini Atzeres, we'll get to that in a moment. Apsodik HaKoyim brings down that he heard from the Ishbitze and the name of the Rebbe Rabbunim of Sheshche, that we know that Sukkot there's a Shpizen. Every day of Sukkot has a Shpizen. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. The Shpizen of Shmini Atzeres also has a Shpizen. And that's the Shpizen of Shloim HaMelech. This eighth day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, is the Shpizen of Shloim HaMelech. That's what Rav Tzadik brings down the Shmini Atzeres, B'Shem, the Me'ah Shaloyach, the Ferov, B'Shem, the Rebbe, Rabbinim of Pshischa. And the Rav Tzadik is Mavbe. He says that the Indian is that, what's the Indian that Shmini Atzeres is the Shpizen of Shloim HaMelech? He says because the Tachlis of all the Yom HaNeiroim, all the Shani and Kippah, Sukkah, the tachlis is that there should be a tikkun, an inyan of tshuva, right? It's tshuva b'yirah, tshuva miyahava, right? Eventually, when you reach Shmini Atzeres brings out that not only were you zoich to tshuva miyirah, tshuva miyahava, but you're zoich to a level above all of that. That's the level that even the nyanam agashmim, even the things that look like mundane by the person, when Klal Yisrael does them properly, when we approach them properly, they become a Dovish of Bekdusha. And that was the Bechin of Shloim HaMelech. The Bechin of Shloim HaMelech was that he was Mevayer, that all the nyanam of Dovid HaMelech, which Dovid HaMelech was always taking a lot of nyanam of mundane, a lot of Melchomis and things, and he was Mevayer that the Indian of Shloim HaMelech was the Indian of David HaMelech was Dvarm Shebikdusha. He once says on Shabbos that B'chayecha Eini Moidiya, B'chayi Shloim Bincha Eini Moidiya, that David HaMelech was Zeich to Shtelavek to establish the Beis HaMikdash, only Shloim HaMelech was established the Mikdash. And it said, K'shadovka Sha'orim, when he finally established the Beis HaMikdash, U'ba'oy Sesha Choye David. Because Shloim HaMelech, by building the Beis HaMikdash, was Maslim the Mechina of David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. That David Melch Yisrael has is chai v'kayim, it's chai v'kayim, it's existent always. Like the Novi says, Yichi Adoni HaMelech David L'Olam. Tachlis Abir of David HaMelech, Shloim HaMelech was Mevar, is Be'etzem Inyan of Lossed Lovri. And that's why Shmini Atzeres is the Shpizn of Shloim HaMelech, because Shmini Atzeres brings the Inyan of David HaMelech to life, and it brings the Inyan of Yemois HaMashiach to life. Because the chilik between our days and Yemois HaMashiach, one of the big chilukim is that nowadays we don't see the kedusha in the mundane. We believe it's there, but we don't see the likus. We don't see the godliness in everything that's around us. In ruchnius we have a little bit of a taste sometimes, but in gashmius we have only emuna. We have no taste whatsoever. We don't see a likus in gashmius. But when the Asad Lovi Mashiach is going to come, then it will be nizbar the bir argomer of Bayom Uhi Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. To be a Shmoy Achod Yudke Vovke B'Yachad, that all side Oilum Eldi, side Oilum Atachta, and Yudke and Vovke, the Oilum Eldi and Oilum Atachta will become the Schabet together and will be a Likus, Molo Oz Deyas Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Achav. Oya Hashem Lamelech Alkolo Oretz. Oretz is not only is Gashmis also, the Ebbs will be a Melech on the whole world, even on the Gashmistic world, will be Nizbar and Nizgal Leine Koil, that this bear of Dov the Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, the bir of Shloim HaMelech, which is the bir of Alikus and everything, and that's going to be with Yemois HaMashiach, which is Shmini Atzeres, the forerunner to that Yemois HaMashiach. That's Shmini Atzeres, the Shpizn of Shloim HaMelech. It's the forerunner of Yemois HaMashiach, which is the Shleimus of what Shloim HaMelech brought out. Shloim HaMelech is the Mashiach ben David. Shloim HaMelech is the one that brought out the Inyan of Dov the Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And that's the chayyur why you're talking ma'it, why the Me'ah Shaloyach, when he brings down over here this in by often Parshas Pinchas, he says that in this Parshas Nirmaz, the remes to Yemois HaMashiach, to the Gula HaFideh, to the Asa Lovoi, to Achas HaYamin, V'yikuyem bonu yichvoid Hashem li'olam yismach Hashem b'masof. The pasuk of yichvoid Hashem li'olam yismach Hashem b'masof is be'etzem, that's the pasuk of what transpires when Mashiach is going to come. What transpires? What's the nekuda of the Shpizna of Shloim HaMelech? The nekuda of Dovah the Melech Yisrael Chai V'kayom. The nekuda of Yemois HaMashiach is that yichvoid Hashem li'olam yismach Hashem b'masof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yismach, he's happy with his creations that he did, which alludes not only to the inyanim of Ruchnius, but the Ma'asov, to the inyanim of Gashmius, because that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he created this world, that there shouldn't just be a world of Malachim Esrafim, of Olam Elyon, Olam Esalyonim, which over there there's Ruchnius and there's Olikus, and everyone sees that in the Olam Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world that there should be an Olam HaGashmi, there should be Bas of Adam, human beings, that are the total opposite of Malachim Asrafim, and those human beings bring out the Likus to light on this world. And nowadays they don't have it clear. Or you may say, Moshe Mashiach will be Yismach Hashem and Ma'asav. Then HaKadosh Baruch will have a simcha of Shleimus, a simcha b'Shleimusa, a simcha mitis, a simcha Shleima, because that's when the Ma'asim finally reached their intended purpose of bringing out the Likus, the light of Hashem, in all creations, in all Gashmis, and everything in this world, Zalikus. The Ebrishis Zalikei Hashemayim, Vedekei Haaretz, it's Hashem Echod, Shmoy Echod, and that was the intended purpose of the creation of the world, Yismach Hashem Ma'asav. That's why Simcha Mitis, what's true Simcha? Tzadik HaKohen writes about it many times. True Simcha is what the Pasuk says, Yishre Lev Simcha. When a person has a straight, a Yashras, a Lev Yashar, that brings about Simcha. Because a Lev Yashar is when it's Shlemus. The lave, which is koilul, both sides. It has the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara. Lave chacham liyamin, lave ksilus smoyloi. The yamin is the lave chacham, is the inyanim of kedusha, the inyanim of ruchnius, and the smoyloi is the lave ksil, which is the inyanim of gashmius, and both chalokim are within the person. And when it's a yishrei lave, when that lave, both of them, both chalokim of the lave, is yosha, they finally become completed with a shleimus. That's when it's true simcha. So nowadays we don't have true simcha, right? Also, right now we can't have true simcha. We're not allowed to fill up our mouths with full simcha because we don't reach that intended flame as yet. The Likus is not spread out to the whole world. It's still missing. Not everyone recognizes it. Most people don't. Right? You have to search and search and search, and maybe then with the Muna and Bitachon you can reach a little bit. But then it'll be full of schoik, full of simcha amitis, because that brings out the gewaldige kesha of the Olam Elyon, the Olam HaTachtin. Like the Rebbe Zecher Brocha used to always say, my Zayd used to say, that the Indian of Tfilin, straight over there by Abzei, I think it was, they asked him why he's so happy. Havakom is Badeach Tuvi, he was very happy, very excited. They asked him why he's so happy. Straight off the Lodom Shem Alev Piv Schoik Badam Azei, now be. You're not going to be so besimcha, as long as Mashiach is not here. He said, I'm not tefillin kol manachem. I'm putting on tefillin. I'm wearing tefillin right now, so maybe you don't have that problem. You're putting on tefillin. What does that mean? If you put on tefillin, you don't have that problem. Asher brings down, I put on tefillin, so you won't lose yourself. You still have the oil. But the Rebbe explained that any of tefillin is any of chibur. Between the oil of Ma'eldi and oil of Matachtin, that's what tefillin is, machaber. So Olam Es Elyonim, Olam Es HaTachtonim, you take the tefillin and you put it on, it's Bekasher, or Yid, Ba'olam Elyon, and it's Tuchalakim to the tefillin, it's the tefillin that we have, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Achdus Hashem, and it's tefillin of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, which over there says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachot, that's Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and the two Achdus together, Yisrael Barayas, V'kut Shabarich Ochadu, the Olam Es Achad together, is the Enyin of Bim Miyachet, to Olam Elyon, Olam HaTachtin, and he did the tefillin, and Meshlech writes about it, Kama Mekayim is the Enyin from tefillin, and because of tefillin, that was a stickless notice of the Gula Asida. He said, the reason why I'm so besimcha is because I'm wearing the tefillin. And when he put on tefillin, he felt the Gula Asida. He felt the Likus in the whole world. He felt the Hashem Echad Shmayachad. He felt Yismach Hashem Ma'asof. So that's what brought about the simcha that he had. That's why he said, Taka Asa Lodim Shemal Pipcha Gabal Mazeh. But right now I'm in the world of Olam Abba. I'm in the world of Yimaya Purim Eilu Yavrim Techayudim, which, you know, Purim is the meaning of Yemois Mashiach as well. That's why there's a notch more simcha of Purim. It's more than the rest of the year, because Purim has a shaykh to the loss of Lovay. Mordechai from the Nehem Melech to entscheid the Shaychas to Yudim Oyes Oyev Simcha Vizos Nikar, the Shaychas to Lot Lovoy, like the Och of Chaim, Sadi Shorim writes about it in Sadi Shorim on Purim in many places. And that's why Meshlech brings on this passage, Yi Chavoyd Hashem Loyodom, Yismach Hashem Lazov. That's the way to explain the Shtik of Meshlech. So when the Gula Asid is going to be, the Meshlech doesn't tell us. And like we said before, those that know don't say, those that say don't know, we don't know when it's going to be. But one thing we do know is that it's nearby from this pasuk, and when the Kriyas HaTorah from this Shabbos, when we read the parasha of Shmini Atzeres, we could have a shtickle shaychis, the Yemois HaMashiach, just with the Kriya, which is Mo'ir as Hazman, the Kriya that's Mo'ir, the Nyonim that's brought on the parasha. The Ebishah should be Mezakos, that the Kriya of this week's parasha of Shmini Atzeres should take and bring about the remez that's within it, should bring about the Ketzer Achroin, with the Simcha Amitis Vashleima of Ozzy Molis Chayk Pinu, with all the pollution that we just said. Good night, Shabbos. So, Bim Sayim, just with one word that that the Rebbe always say over, B'shem the Tres Yosef, B'shem the Shver. Doesn't have a Shaykh to speak about now, Stamanized word. It's to say over. It's a famous word to say over, Kama Tzadikim, but the Rebbe says over from Tres Yosef, and his Nusach and his Prach, and those that knew a little bit, that know a little bit the Tres Yosef was really the demus. He was the person that carried these words that he said. He lived by this idea, by this concept. It says that Pinchas, when his chayim, Pinchas at Shehorg leZimri, became a koyin after he killed Zimri. He didn't become a koyin until that's when he was zeichat to kahuna. And the chayin amar hinin inos noyes b'isa shalom, but shalom is the opposite of what he did. Shalom is the he killed, he went and he killed, and he is moir, Ritzicha and killing, and Chayyim was stick the opposite of what Pinchas did. So why was he zoiche to brisi shalom, which would seem to be a contradiction to the actual thing that he created? He could give the schar, whatever, many different things he could give him. But Chayyim, the ending of shalom is a direct contradiction to what Pinchas actually did. That's what many mefarshim ask, and we know that the brisi shalom only came because of. What he did actually is much more that the things that he did over here brought about the Bris Shalom, what seemed to be mamish a shtickle contradiction. So he said over the Tres Yosef is to say that the word is that many people have the midah of Shalom. Shalom is a very choshev v'zach, and many people have it, right? But many people abuse the midah of Shalom. They use the midah of Shalom to let go of many of the values that they would usually uphold, but because of the mana shalom, what can you do? Shalom, you have to be ma'ar b'shalom. So they don't stand up for the values that they hold as the right thing, and they don't let their voice be heard of what's really supposed to be done over here. Because of mana shalom, it's not appropriate to say because people might get chapit. Look, the name. The true midah of shalom is when a person knows when to use the midah of shalom and when he has to stand up. B'mloi kaimasa, he has to stand up and let his voice be heard. That kochala yayasa is not the way to be done, and they have to stand up. And sometimes shalom brings out the opposite of what would seem to be shalom. Lamala, that's true shalom. True shalom is when a person knows when to use the midah of being mevate and not to say anything. When a person knows when to stand up and let his voice be heard, that to stand up, l'man kvoido yizborach, l'man kvoido Hashem, l'man shmoy b'yahava, that's anything from Mesias Nefesh. And that's the true midah of shalom. When Pinchas finally not only had a regular midah of shalom throughout his life, but stood up for what he felt, for what was right, and he did something which would seem to be a contradiction to shalom, that's when the Eibishter was megala, now he was truly kind in the midah of shalom. This is a true midah of shalom. That when a person knows when to use the shalom and when to stand up for the values that he's supposed to stand up for. Because he did this act, that's where the Magefa left Klal Yisrael, and that's why he was like the true midah of shalom. And the Tres Yosef, the Maaseh was such a demus, was such a manik in Klal Yisrael, that even though he was known to be a very soft person and ran away from Achloikis, and it would seem to be different than his father, the Archav Chaim, that went out b'cheri v'chanis with a sword against everything, and he was always on the offensive, always screaming, and always getting up with the kapdonis and with the gewaldike kanois. Tveras Yosef, on the other hand, seemed to be the opposite of that. But if you do it, Tveras Yosef knew the times that he had to get up, the times that he felt it was the right thing, and this was had to be done. He got up with loy kaimosoi, and he got up with a full starkeit and with a full kanois, just like his father, because that was the true midah of shalom. The true midah of shalom is when you combine the two things together. Avram and Yitzchak, Avram on one side, and Yitzchak on the other side, the midah of Yankiv, the brich atichon, that's mavrich on akotze, the midah of Tiferes, which combines the two things together, knows when to use it. He was zeiche to the bris of shalom.